Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's very emotional.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away. Nice, sweet.
Hey, freaks, Dimension back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, a cautionary tale for you ladies. It must be hard for you. Guys, by nature, are just fucking sex-crazed perverts. But then you add the internet to this mix, a sort of layer of anonymity, and what you get is pretty much hundreds of millions of rapists. That's what guys turn into the second their Firefox or Chrome browser pops up. In real life, their perviness is contained for the most part, but online, it's all unleashed. And the example that I always go back to that really illustrates this point is there was this technology blog that I would read called Gizmodo, right? And one of the writers was female. Her name was Rosa. No matter what she posted, in the comment section there were guys just perving on her hard. Like, she would write about unsexy things, like technology patents. And inevitably, one of the first comments would be something like, "I would love to infringe my cock in your sloppy wet patent hole." What? That doesn't even make sense. I mean, we get what you're trying to say, but, you know, you're trying way too hard. The point that I'm trying to make here is that girls need to be a little more careful when they're online. And that means maybe not posting your picture all over the place, like on message boards and shit. I've got another example here. This one's a little bit different because the girl is pretty much a slut. And the website she's visiting is, you know, a kink website or something. She says, "I belong to a kink website as a way to keep track of the play parties that I intend to go to. For a while, I had a picture of my face so that I could catch the attention of my now boyfriend by striking up a conversation with him. I have since then realized this was a mistake, but not before receiving some fascinating emails." These are guys who saw this bitch's picture on the message board and decided to strike up a conversation. All right, here's the first one. "I want to tattoo you, get you massive implants, brand and pierce you, and mold you to become my personal slut. Then I'd love to bring you home and fuck you hard all day long till the house just reeked of sex. Ew. I'd have you on all fours with my cock deep in your asshole just as my wife walked in after work. Imagine the shock on her face. And when she made eye contact with you, you just smile at her and then grunt like a filthy little pig. The girl says, I don't know how I resisted the charm of that one. And the second email is from Bob. He says, hi, my name is Bob. I, too, live in Brampton. I've never lived in Brampton. Okay, kind of contradicting himself there. I would love nothing more than to come over to your place and eat your pussy while you watch TV. You call your friends. A little over to the left there, Bob. What was that, your friends asked? Nothing, you reply as you push my face deeper into your crotch. What are you doing right now? Asks your best girlfriend. Getting my pussy eaten by some good-looking guy, you reply. Right, says your friends, and I'm sitting on a 9-inch cock. You start to smile to yourself as you continue to chat with your friend and then start to breathe quickly. What the hell's going on there? Are you... Oh my god, you're getting eaten out while I'm talking to you, aren't you? Asked your girlfriend. I told you I was. What's the matter? Jealous? You tease. Please send me a note if you're interested in hearing how this story ends. And I can... Oh, it's a cliffhanger. And I can hopefully tell you in person. She says that she regretfully declined his offer. So this is from the Weeping Cock community on LiveJournal, which I frequent. So there you go. Just a little hors d'oeuvre for today's Sextastic Tuesday. Now, many years ago on the show, I read a piece of erotic fan fiction. And the subject was Ann Coulter. Yes, there are people out there who want to fuck Ann Coulter. Like, really give that bony, blonde spawn of Satan a good nailing. Well, believe it or not, a sequel to the story has been written. And that, my friends, is today's Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Back in Ann Coulter's ass saddle. The other night, I was sitting home watching a TiVo of Stump the Schwab on ESPN and just about nodding off when suddenly someone began pounding on my front door like I owed them money. It would be hard to overstate my surprise when I opened the door and Ann Coulter pushed past me, smelling of alcohol and Nicorette gum. She had already taken off her sweater and shoes before I remembered to close the door. Nice to be back here in the Fortress of Decrepitude. Bet not many ladies come here twice, she shook her head. Have I missed you? She sighed, glancing towards me. Well, I'm flattered. I'm not talking to you, she spat. I'm talking about your cock. Bet you never thought you'd see me again. Not without being able to change the channel, no. Well, get out of that ridiculously too young for you Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirt, say goodbye to 1998 and lose the cargo pants, and get ready to stuff the only thing interesting about you into the sloppy end of my digestive tract. There's a line for you. Which end is that? She didn't appreciate my making this admittedly small joke. She stepped up to me with rising anger, and I had the small adrenaline rush that precedes a fist fight. But instead of hitting me, she said through clenched teeth, I came here to chew gum and have liberal cock slammed into me! She spat her gum onto my floor. And I'm all out of gum, you clear? Jesus Christ, I flinched. Yes, we're clear! I reproached myself, looking away, unable to meet her menacing glance. She resumed taking her clothes off. Don't you want to, I don't know, talk politics? You think you got me all figured out of that box of shit you keep balanced on your neck, don't you? Well, I think I have an idea what flips your bingo switch, yeah. So if you want to discuss, no need. I listened to Clinton's 1992 acceptance speech in the car. I'm as horny as the hat rack at a Viking bar. She stood naked and impatient before me. What's the matter? Well, I'm a little freaked out by your hip bones. I still weigh what I did freshman year at Cornell, she said proudly. Well, have you eaten since? What do you mean? I mean, hit a buffet, woman! Get some plates dirty, seriously! She fixed me with a hot stare. It's not how the meat bounces on the girl, it's how the girl bounces on the meat. Could we, like, kiss or something? Aw, she said tartly, isn't that sweet? You want to kiss me on the mouth? Yeah, I would. Ew. Well, I'm a little picky about who I let kiss me. Now, how about sticking your fuck meat up my ass? I felt beaten down. All right, okay. Now, don't be like that. Listen, do you know what it means when someone says put it in slowly and gently? Yeah. Good, then do the exact opposite of that, she said, smearing lotion on my uterus poker. She... Sorry. She noticed what must have been my glum look, rolled her eyes, and sighed, okay, what do you think of the war on activist judges legislating from the bench? I perked up. I think lackey judges legislate from the bench, too. The administration just prefers their decisions. By the way, this story was written when Bush was still in office. Pat Robertson thinks activist judges pose a greater threat to America than terrorists, she said smugly. I read that. Well, he's a man who believes Adam and Eve had three sons and populated the earth, so he must be right, right? Anti-religious rhetoric, that's hot. I'm not anti-religion. I come from religious people that I love very much. Well, you just think you're smarter. I just think if anyone wants to live in a democratic fundamentalist theocracy, they should move to Iraq. They'll have one soon enough. Do you like football? She asked. Yeah, I guess. Good, she said, climbing atop my pool table and waving her ass in the air like a rapper without a care. Then tell your Brown Bay Packer it's kickoff time. Knocks rattled my front door. I recognized my friends' voices. Who is that? She hissed. I listened at the door. It's Tim and David and someone else. Jesus Christ, it's always a social program with you people, isn't it? I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting them, or you for that matter. Well, answer it, she said, sitting on the pool table. I wanted her to not get her slime on the felt, but I thought better of asking. I opened the door to see Tim, David, and John Cusack. All right. The story's taking an even weirder turn. He was really good looking in person. Hey, guys, I said anxiously. Let us in, said Tim. Red Cross is going to be on Letterman in a couple minutes. Hold on a sec, I said, closing the door. I turned to report. It's Tim, David, and John Cusack. They want to come in and watch Red Cross on Letterman. Never mind that, she said. How did they vote? Tim and David voted for Kerry, if they voted. I think John Cusack was active in the Nader campaign, wasn't he? Her eyes narrowed slyly. Let them in. I opened the door. Hey, you guys want to help me fuck Ann Coulter? One thing before we get started, Anne said as she pulled her hair back into a ponytail. I don't want to catch any of you life partners holding hands while you're stabbing me, okay? We all nodded in consent and began tunneling. For those of you who have never tried five-person sex, it's a little trickier than you might think. With the guest of honor buffeted at all sides until everyone works in a kind of sync, it's a little like trying to fuck a mechanical bull. I found myself retched out of mid-stroke and made the mistake of satisfying my curiosity, glancing down at her ham trap. It looked more like an exit wound than any baby wallet I'd seen before. Was this a surgeon's handiwork? In an instant, she kicked her heels up powerfully against my backside and, driving me forward, caught me again in her yawning fudge mine. I felt slightly seasick. But on either side of her, David and I had achieved the sort of rhythm that allows two-man saw teams to do their work efficiently. My head was spinning. I noticed all of us around Anne had kept our socks on and wondered what that was about. I felt really weird doing this in front of my friends. Everyone kept their eyes to themselves like men at the open urinal troughs in the Dodger Stadium bathrooms. I was thinking about how cool it was to have John Cusack over and how much I liked Gross Point Blank. Judging by the way he casually smoked a cigarette, I guess he had sex this way all the time. Ann Coulter was swaying in a gentle clockwise motion, accommodating all of the thrusts around her in a smooth sequence. She stopped suddenly and snapped at me over her shoulder. Hey! Back there! Fuck it like you dig chicks, would ya? The guy snickered. We can trade places if you're not up to it, John Cusack sort of drawled disdainfully at me. Now I really felt uncomfortable. He can do it, she half-mocked, half-defended me. Now I want you to turn my ass snatch into a one-man mosh pit, comprende? She went back to bouncing David's scrotum off her chin. With my renewed effort, the gentle circuit her body was making became quickened and jerky. She didn't seem to mind moaning in muffled pleasure like a mental deficient with too much cake in his mouth. Ooh, cake. She began to hum something familiar that caught our attention, especially David, since he was humming it on what he referred to as his Pink Floyd. Tim began to sing along. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. She convulsed spasmodically in orgasms as our rendition grew louder. Over our chorus, Ann Coulter could be heard making horrible noises, like a pterodactyl being disemboweled. It'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. With her whole body shuddering in ecstasy, Anne was bounced around like a pinball caught between four double bonus bumpers. I sensed things were about to get soupy. Oh, yeah, David gasped triumphantly. Along with him, Tim and John Cusack were nearing their own scrotum lightning, Coulter whitening experience. The terrific tempo at which she expertly beat them both made me think she could probably play the shit out of some bongos. David let out a high-pitched shriek. I looked up to see the terror on his face as suddenly he was being swung around, flailingly, helplessly, like a stuffed animal in the mouth of a pit bull. Ann Coulter began to swell grotesquely, and she was suddenly a massive, armored confluence of rigid steel muscle before me. What the hell's going on? She became covered with gruesome scales and sharp, bony protuberances. The air filled with a thunderous, guttural laugh, like a Shelby Cobra gunned over and over. Her arms bulged powerfully and began to clench the penis in either hand with ungodly force. I watched in horror as Tim and John Cusack's cocks burst in her hands, now talon claws like water balloons. They both mercifully passed out from either shock or pain. The beast that Ann Coulter had become clutched what remained of their genitals in either bloody hand like burst bladders. David was now hanging lifelessly from her maw, as though his skeletal structure had been sucked right out. I tried to disengage, but her heels, now hooves, again, held me helplessly in place. Unthinkingly, I screamed alternately for my mother and for sweet Jesus Christ as I became aware of something like a hand pulling me deep into the monster of Ann Coulter's butt mouth. This guy is a motherfucking poet, isn't he? Butt mouth. Just then, I woke up to the ringing of my telephone. I was sitting on my couch. Stump for Schwab was over, and Say Anything starring John Cusack was on. I began with relief to assemble my mind. I didn't own a pool table, Tim was in Ireland, I hadn't spoke to David in longer than I can remember, Red Cross hadn't put out an album in years, it was all just a dream. A wet, stinky, bony, Adam Appley mangled pussy dream. So there you go. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for July 12, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Listen to this. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. There's a little promo code box. You enter that. You'll automatically see the new price reflected. Half off an item. That's an insane amount of savings. Plus, there's no hidden charges because they're going to throw in free shipping and handling as well. And AdamandEve.com has everything in the realm of sex and adult shit, like vibrating panties and male masturbators, you know, fucking dongs and rings and movies, lubes, all sorts of good shit for guys, girls, and couples. So whether you can't get sex from anyone and you need some help, or you already have someone but you want to spice things up, or at least make things a little more lubricated, go to AdamandEve.com right now. Save 50% on just about any item, plus free shipping. They'll also throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. We all like surprises, right? Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Remember, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. There is a link, of course, on our show notes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, the fucked up news right now. Yes, are you not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Please consider signing up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. The website is superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at it since 2004. There's just a ton of shows for you to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. Try to do video casts for you as well. Today I've got an extended show, so paying members will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. On Thursday, I'll have an exclusive show. And then all next week, Sideshow exclusive program. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. It really does help support the show, keeps this thing going. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Let me just say one thing about AdamandEve.com. If you haven't used that coupon code, you really should. If for no other reason, then I really do pimp the shit out of this company. Meaning, I got my mom to do a spot. Remember that a couple weeks ago? I guess it was a couple months ago at this point. Where I got my mom talking about vibrators and shit. I'm really committed to this website, Adam and Eve. Should really check it out. All right, yeah, 3 quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. This just in, we've got another penis slicing to report on. After spontaneously telling officers that her husband, quote, deserved having his penis cut off, a 48-year-old woman being held as a suspect has said nothing to Garden Grove police, according to a department official. Catherine Q. Becker told police she had drugged her husband's dinner to make him sleepy, then tied him to a bed before the assault Monday night. Becker has been booked on suspicion of aggravated mayhem, false imprisonment, assault with a deadly weapon, administering a drug with intent to commit a felony, poisoning, and spousal abuse, said Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Jeff Nightingale. The victim, who was not identified, told detectives that Becker made him dinner, but believed something was wrong with his food. He went to lie down, and when he woke up, he found himself tied to the bed without a penis, with his wife tugging his clothes off. She then allegedly cut off his penis. Oh, he was awake when it happened. That's awful. She then allegedly cut off his penis and threw it into the garbage disposal. Oh, no. That's the worst part of the story, because there's been many penises cut off and doctors were able to reattach it, but they can't reattach it when it's mangled up in a fucking garbage disposal. Pretty much the end of that. All right, yes, Nightingale said police are trying to sort out a motive for the crime, but that they would have to put off interviewing the victim further until he was out of surgery. Science has come a long way, but I don't think they can craft a new penis for you. I mean, I've seen human ears being grown on the back of a mouse. Never seen a cock rodent, though. We're not quite there yet. If I was this guy, I would go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK, find a nice strap-on penis. So at least, you know, when you're out and about town, people will see a little bulge in your pants and, you know, think everything's okay. It's just for show. The ladies can be let down later. I've never seen a flaccid dildo, though. I don't know if they sell those at Adam and Eve. They're usually hard and look like they're throbbing. Like a 12-inch cock. You can't stuff that down your pants. All right, second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, absolutely. Police in Florida said a landlord upset about being owed rent set his tenant's boxer shorts on fire while he was still wearing them.
Dick and nuts!
That would be my baby. All right, back to the story here. Investigators said Jonathan Steinberg... Well, that sounds like a Jewy name, doesn't it? I'll get you, Jews. I'll get you. Investigators said Jonathan Steinberg, 58, argued Monday with Ronald Rode, 52, who lives in his house, about rent, money Steinberg claimed he is owed. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reported on Wednesday. Well, police said Rode asked Steinberg to leave his room, and the landlord left and returned with rubbing alcohol and a screwdriver. All right, that is a dangerous situation. Like, I wouldn't know what he was up to, but when he came back with rubbing alcohol and a screwdriver, I would know that nothing good could come of it, and I would make a beeline for the door. Steinberg allegedly cut Rode on the back with the screwdriver and struggled with him while a 46-year-old woman who also lives in the house attempted to break up the melee. I added that. It's not even in the story. The word was fight, but I added melee. I just saw an opportunity to spruce up this news story with some fancy words. Steinberg then allegedly splashed Rode with the rubbing alcohol and set the tenant's boxer shorts on fire. Rode was treated for minor burns at the hospital. Steinberg was charged with aggravated battery. So there you go. And finally, today, we've got a story from Detroit. Uh-oh. Probably involves meth or burglary. Troy Moros, or something, of Madison Heights was already dead of a blow to the head when someone removed his genitalia in a, quote, precise surgical fashion. I think I know who stole his cock. Think about it long and hard. Who needs a penis? Maybe someone who has a batshit crazy wife that cut off his genitals and threw it down the garbage disposal? Ring a bell? Does that sound like anyone you know from a couple news stories ago? Huh? Yeah. All right. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, let me reread that last sentence. Troy Moros of Madison Heights was already dead of a blow to the head when someone removed his genitalia in a precise surgical fashion. A medical examiner testified Monday in the first-degree murder trial of Robert Nowak. Nowak, 51, is accused of killing 26-year-old Moros in February 2001 and leaving his body in a parking lot in Madison Heights. Investigators linked Nowak to Moros in 2010 after Nowak was arrested in California on a theft charge and his DNA matched that taken from Moros' body. But Nowak's defense attorney Lawrence Calzuni said Moros was likely a victim of a bizarre sex cult operating in a home in Rochester where men were mutilated and tortured in the basement of the home. What? Federal agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been investigating the cult and have seized thousands of photos of mutilations and torture. On Monday, Agent David Dominique, who was expected to be called as a defense witness, declined to answer questions from reporters. So, this dude's defense is, no, my client did not cut off this man's penis. The man was probably involved in some sort of weird sex cult. How could you explain the DNA then? That's a ballsy move on the defense. The only possible explanation, a weird sex cult. Makes perfect sense. The deputy chief medical examiner for Oakland County testified that Moros's wrists and ankles were restrained. He also pointed out that there was very little bloodletting at the site of the sexual mutilation, meaning Moros was dead before it happened. The cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. Assistant prosecutor Brett Shuttler asked the doctor whether the surgical tools and sex toys found in the home could have been for sexual gratification rather than torture. Quote, part of it is torture, part of it is pleasure, or a combination of both, he said. The trial before Oakland County Circuit Judge Colleen O'Brien is expected to continue today. If convicted, Nowak faces life in prison without parole. So there you go, freaks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Sam, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I've got a new bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
You gonna play the music?
No. No.
All right. When a gay guy motorboats another guy's ass cheek, it's called mud bugging.
That's actually not bad.
Bizarre sex terms! Wait, stop fucking the baby jaguar!
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, this is your newest Lifetime Sideshow member, and I want one of those fancy handles that people use, that people are using, like Spival Ham Fucker.
Yeah.
And, puke. Anyway, I was wondering if you put it out to the listeners to give me the name, and I'll just start using it.
Maybe
and,
you can be Raw Pawshole.
Bear in mind, I'm the guy that called about the putting a hunk of steak into a thermos and fucking it. That sounds like something I'm probably going to try here soon. So, look forward to your feedback.
Okay, all right. You're now the meat tenderizer.
I know this is William Blankenship, your favorite
hey,
free protein.
Yes, William is the guy who was doing all of the great artwork. He made the Distorted View Tranny logo, all of the art on the merchandise I was selling, like the trading cards and T-shirts and stuff. Yes, Bill, you have the floor.
I just say, you were talking, I don't even know if I was listening to it properly, but you're talking about bump on your dick. Or somebody was talking about a bump on your dick, or a bump on their dick, on the voicemail segment. I have a zit on my dick, and I'm telling you what, you have never squeezed a zit until you've squeezed a zit off your
a
dick.
A dick zit,
it's
yeah.
The most disgusting shit.
That'd also be a great name for that guy looking for a Distorted View handle or alias. You're now your dick zit.
It's out of it. It's like white, compact.
That's even better.
Just cream, like creme fraiche. Yeah. It's creme fraiche! Creme fraiche coming out of my dick. Anyway, I don't know. This is just me fucking off. I'm drunk and having fun calling your podcast.
Yeah, I thought so.
I called you earlier with a more interesting message, but this one I'll let you go.
Okay,
and
okay,
say,
thank you,
go
thank
ahead.
You, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Bill. Bill.
Tim, I just wanted to tell you that I love you in a completely gay way.
Thank you.
I appreciate your podcast because it's this thing that's always there. Like, I was out of the country for 8 months and I didn't listen and I didn't know if you were still podcasting.
I
but
mean, look, as long as you people pay me, I'll keep doing this.
Come back and you're still going strong.
Yes.
You're still...
I should go away for a few months, and you guys can see what a life without Distorted View would be like.
Getting
maybe then you'd be a little more appreciative. And by more appreciative, I mean giving you
things
money.
On your upper lip that smell for the rest of the day, which, by the way, I don't appreciate hearing about.
sorry.
It's really gross, man. I don't know. You're the only one that has that problem.
Am I really? Maybe I eat weird.
You don't even have a fucking mustache. How is
I do have a mustache is the thing.
Smelling on your upper lip. It's seriously, you need to get tested for AIDS or something.
First of all, AIDS does not smell like rotten milk. That's right. That's what we learned today on Distorted View Daily. AIDS doesn't smell like rotten milk. The Puerto Rican Fat Man. Yes.
I'm calling to tell you I love you and
laffy-daffy, bitch.
Timmy, Greg from Austin here.
Greg.
I have a message directed at the freaks. I'm about 5 weeks behind on the show, so I'm listening around. I just got finished listening to the May 20th show.
Sure.
And, you guys need to shut the fuck up when Timmy gets sick, all right? I don't know what's wrong with him. He seems to get sick a lot. This isn't news to us if you've listened to the show for any amount of time. Timmy gets sick like 3 or 4 times a year.
That's not a lot, is it? Like three sicknesses a year?
Timmy gets sick like 3 or 4 times a year, all right? If he takes a couple of days off, quit fucking whining. It's $5 a month.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
And I should remind you, the last time I was very sick, I still managed to do Sideshow exclusive shows, so fuck you all.
Hey, Tim, I just remember Danny here. I'm calling from kind of pissed off and upset for a second. I live in Indiana, and we are getting a law passed that bans you from texting and driving. Basically, if you're caught texting and driving by a police officer, you know, any age, any time of day, you're fined $500 right there, no questions asked. And I'm aware of why they're doing it, because there are a lot of stupid people, mainly teenagers, who don't look at the road when they're texting. But I feel like certain people, like myself, should be exempt from it, because I'm aware this sounds completely fucktarded, but I have memorized my keyboard, so I can text without looking at the keyboard, therefore not diverting my eyes from the road, and I'm still paying attention to it.
The idea, though, is that you're not paying attention as closely to the road when you're also thinking about what the hell you're going to write, you know, sex to your girlfriend.
I do it all the time, so a little pissed about that.
You're going to get a lot of sympathy from the freaks here.
The
I mean, look, we all have texted and drove before, but it's not something...
I guess I'm going to have to just sneak in or not do it.
Just be careful.
So,
bye. Careless driver. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim.
I do hate those stupid little oval bumper stickers you see all over the place now that has, it says TXT and then a frowny face. Like
this is Brandy again.
Colon and the parenthesis. Ugh.
I am doing a lot better due to your podcast.
Thank you. I do. The healing power of Tim Henson is strong. I'm like Jesus. To me,
and
my listeners are like lepers.
I'm listening to your June 28th podcast, and you're talking about the book that General Jackson read out.
Yes, Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting this out there, like, I heard about that before you had put it on the podcast.
What?
And me and my husband are kind of geeky, so we were at our friend's house playing Dungeons and Dragons, and like during one of our breaks, my husband just like all of a sudden puts out his phone and starts playing the book on his phone. And mind you, like half the people we play with, they have kids, and like they're upstairs right now. Well, right now when we were playing,
right,
sleeping, and the parents are like laughing their asses off.
Well, good. That means they have a sense of fucking humor.
Love that.
Not like those parents who are upset about the book, saying that it's going to, you know, corrupt the children and stuff. Awful stupid people.
Hi, Tim. 0011's here. Listen, I think you might be experiencing these symptoms of scabies with your skin thing, and it kind of is considered an STD, although you can get it from just fucking anywhere.
Okay, first of all, I did not get scabies as an STD.
I had it years and years ago, kept me up at night, nothing quelled it. I had the little fucking bumps on my dick and all in my ass crack, armpits, wrists, ankles, behind my legs.
Yes.
Just itchy, and then I got like hives from it, and it was fucking awful. What? So check into that. It is
I went to the dermatologist, though, and she didn't seem to fucking care.
Also, because you can't sleep on your bed for 3 days, you have to bag up anything you can't wash in hot water
for like two weeks. No!
Like, it was fucking retarded. So, good luck if it is that.
Oh my, if she fucking missed scabies on me...
Well, good luck with that, too.
I'm suing her for something. Negligence. Hey. That's retarded. I'm going back, by the way, this week, so... We'll find out. And yesterday was awful. I've been taking Benadryl to go to sleep. And last night, it didn't help at all. I was tossing and turning and hot because I kept itching. It was so bad.
Hey, Tim.
Now I'm grumpy.
From Houston, Texas, calling in about your itchy problem.
Oh, God.
Listen, dude, it sounds like if you and your roommate both have it, you might have sand fleas. You can't
sand
see them.
Sand fleas? What the hell are sand fleas? That's a new one.
Sounds like if you and your roommate both have it, you might have sand fleas. You can't see them. They're tiny little microscopic bugs. I had them in my house once. I had to bomb the place and leave for a day. But it's maddening. It's itchy all over. We suspect they were kind of like in the bedroom area because I laid down. It was worse than if you're up and about during the day. But
yeah,
irritating nonetheless. So get your dirty ass cleaned up. Clean your dirty ass hovel of an apartment. Your dirty ass roommate probably needs to clean his shit too and wash all his sheets.
Right?
And you,
washing
sir,
each other's
are
ass
dirty
cracks
fuck.
Tonight.
Clean up your act and good luck with the sand fleas. Bye.
See, I'm going to have to look that up on Wikipedia. By the way, have you guys heard now that there are drug resistant strains of gonorrhea popping up in Japan? Of course, it comes from Japan. But it's going to be, they're going to be making their way here to the U.S. And nothing, it can't be stopped.
Hey.
Put your dicks away, guys.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Houston from New York. Just wishing you a Merry Christmas. I know by the time that you get to play this on the show, I'll probably be around that time.
Very
so
funny.
We'll just leave it at
asshole.
That. You have a great motherfucking
July
weekend. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an O-God.
Dick and nuts.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. To the freaks, I can't get enough.